Okay, we are back. Lori Nevshachayim, Shar Dalid. We are in Perek Yud Zayin. If you hopefully have it in front of you, we're in Perek Yud Zayin. That's where we left off last time. The Chaim Blazer is switching gears a little bit in Perek Yud Zayin. And he's talking about, this is really more of like a really positive, uplifting Perek, talking about how learning Torah saves us from Gehenim. It's a fascinating, fascinating Perek. Really highlights and puts together all the incredible praise and how all the incredible things that a person gets from learning Torah in this world. And let's just dive right into it. He quotes many, many chazals, many zohars. We'll try to read through them to be able to really see what we can pull from them, see how we can understand them and apply them to our lives. It says, Rechaim V'lashem, Perek Yizayin, Bein achar p'tirasa mizel, when a person leaves this world, Amr Rabbi Sayyidina Zichron of Racha Chazal saying, Chagimar Chagiga and Dav Chazayin of Anav, Tamri Chachamim in or Shal Gehenim Sholipahem. For a Tamar Chacham, the fire of Gehenim does not conquer him, does not literally take him over. There's a tshuva, no, I apologize, there's a Hagdama of the tshuva's Beis HaLevi, points out that a Tamar Chacham is pure and total Kedusha. I'm not talking about just a person, right? We've discussed in the past the idea that the difference between a non-Jew and a Jew, and that a non-Jew has a din of Tashmeshe Kedusha, and a Jew has a din of actual Chepta Shel Kedusha, and that a Jew requires Kvura, a non-Jew does not require Kvura. And Rosh Hashanah discusses in Eretz Tzvi that there part and parcel of who we are as Jews is that the Torah is literally embedded within us, every single Jew, irrelevant of how steep they are in Torah. The Beis HaLevi takes this idea one step further, and he says that Tamar Chacham, not only is he a Gufa Shel Kedusha, in terms of he is, like you say, for Torah, but he's a Lashon of Etzem Kedusha. He is in and of itself fully in utter Kedusha. He is the letters of the Sefer Torah. Not only is he what is represented in the Sefer Torah, but he is literally Kedusha in and of itself. And therefore, since he's Etzem Kedusha, nothing in Gehenim that exists to break a person down can ever touch him once his soul enters the next world and once his body leaves this world. Well, he's going to describe that and build that a little bit further. B'chein Amru Sham, it says, likewise, there in Chagiga, Tamir Chacham, Shesarach Ein Toraso Nim Esas. Likewise, the Tamir Chacham that his body breaks down, his Torah never becomes disgusting and never breaks down. I mean, his Torah is eternal. And that which we learn in this world, we take with us forevermore. When Mishlei Rabbasa, the Mishlei says, Lahavin Mashal Umalitza. That when we learn Torah, we can begin to understand the Torah that is a mashal, is a parable, a melitza, and it's a hint and a story. Zuha Torah Atzma. V'lama nekreis Shema Melitza. Why is Torah called a melitza? She matzeles, again, play on words, melitza and matzil. She matzeles oskeha midina shgehenim. That when a person learns Torah, it saves him from the fires of Gehenim. Okay. So again, laying the groundwork, giving us the foundation, that when we learn Torah, it saves us from Gehenim. And it says, likewise in the Medrash, that v'ni im tikach amari amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael al Har Sinai. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Kadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai, im zachisam lahatzpin lekabel torasi v'asosa, if you're zocha to be matzpin, like the word tzofen is like to be north, or really the word hidden, right, embedded, like tzofen. So if the Torah is embedded and you inside of you, and you accept the Torah upon yourself, and I'll save you from three terrible things. What three things? Yochamas Gog Magog, the war to end all wars of Gog Magog, Michevel Shem Mashiach, from the pains and the suffering of the coming of Mashiach, and Medina Shal Gehenim. Umitzvos Aitzbon Itach, and likewise my mitzvos will be embedded and buried inside of you. Im Zachisem LaHatzvin Torasi. If you're zocha for the Torah to be part of you, to be so ingrained in you that it's literally a chilek of you, not just you do it, but rather it's part of you, then ani maspia etzchem mituv hatzafon l'asilava, and that I will take care of you, and I will, you know, satisfy you, l'asilava. The pasuk says, "Ma'arav tuvcha asher tzafanta." And this is an important concept that we're so used to often learning Torah, and we can understand Torah, we can remember Torah, but when Torah is so a part of us, it has to be literally ingrained in us that it can be every part of our etzem being. There was a gentleman that I met when I worked in Camp Hask. I was there for many, many years, Baruch Hashem. And there was a Hasidish fellow that was there as a camper. This Hasidish fellow was not just a person, was not your average camper in Camp Hask. He had been quote unquote a normal person, a regular individual who had married, many children, a very, very successful diamond business. And then one year he struck a very, very bad, poor business deal, and he lost millions of dollars in one day. Millions of dollars. And it was a tremendous thing. He literally snapped. He had a mental breakdown, and he was not able to function as a normal human being to such an extent as where he had to become a camper in Camp Hask just to take care of his basic bodily needs. But the most amazing thing happened one time when I was teaching I was giving shiur to the campers once in Camp Hask, as one of the counselors that were there. There were two chavrusas, the counselors that were sitting and learning. This gentleman, this Hasidic fellow, was walking around the Beis Medrash, just muttering under his breath, just wandering around, pacing around the Beis Medrash, couldn't sit still. And he walked over to these counselors who were learning Bechavrusa, and he looked over to the Gemara, and he saw they were learning Maseches Nedarim. As the second he looked down, he saw what Amud they were learning, and he started saying the Gemara, Baal Peh. Literally, the Amud they were learning just started spewing from his mouth. This is a gentleman who was not able to use the bathroom by himself, but he literally knew this Amud of Nedarim, Baal Peh. It was the most mind-blowing thing I think I've ever seen. Meaning, he clearly, when he was together as a person, he was clearly a masmid and a brilliant person, and he literally knew certain sechtas Baal Peh. It was an amazing thing. It was what this Gemara is describing here in the Medrash. It was a mitzvah. It was completely embedded and ingrained in him. One of my rebbeim, Rav Shaya Greenwald, Shlita, the Rebbe Nishrei Lev in Eretz Yisrael, was one of the Talmidim of Hakim of Rav Shachter Shlita. So I was zocha to have Rav Greenwald in Or Yishalayim many years ago in Eretz Yisrael, and I'll never forget an incredible maisa. When we were in the shiur room, and it was just prior to shiur, we were waiting for another one of our rebbeim, Rav Kenigsberg, to come in to give shiur. And there was a little piece of Gemara on that had fallen on the floor out of someone's Gemara. And there was literally like two words of the Gemara, but all you could see was the corner was a Rabbeinu Chananel on whatever Gemara that was. And everyone was kind of playing a game, joking around, thinking, oh, who can guess what Amud this one Rabbeinu Chananel was from? Who can guess? Mamish, a corner of a piece. Rabbi Greenwald happened to walk by, saw the commotion. He leaned over into the circle, looked over, and asked what was going on. And they said, "Rebbe, everyone's trying to guess. We'll figure out what Amud it is." He looks over. He says, "Makos Dado Amvis." And as you can imagine, it was quite a moment. It got around the yeshiva quite quickly. But again, when someone is completely osuk for so many years, and it becomes part of them, and it's part of their whole mahus of who they are, so this is what. This is what the Reb Chaim is describing as a true Talmid Chacham, that it is so part of him that literally protects him, and God, Bez Hashem, will protect him both in this world, right, and in the next. Next time we'll continue with the rest of the Perek, and we'll go through many, many Chazals which describe, again, the incredible power that a person wields when they leave this world, if their person had spent a lifetime engaged in Limud HaTorah Lishma, as well as in Maisa Mitzvos Lishma.